This is the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. Each week, Marvin G. Belzer, or one of our UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the Mindful Monday Meditation. All right, so my name is Juan Sangüesa. I'm a clinical psychologist and mindfulness facilitator, and I was asked by Marv to guide this Monday sessions because he's on retreat. So I said, okay, because I love doing this. You know, I love practicing mindfulness and sharing some practices and techniques with people because it's been so great for me. So we're going to do a very simple practice today, pretty much in the same vein of what we usually do here with Marv, which is mainly choosing an object to focus our attention and practicing this capacity that we all have as human beings of directing our attention on purpose to something that's relatively neutral and trying to stay with that focus of attention, with that object for a while, knowing in advance that it's very likely that we're gonna get distracted by anything. You know, our minds are usually trying to solve problems, important stuff that we're dealing with in our lives, stuff that's way more important than paying attention to the breath or the feet or the sounds or whatever. So I think that's one of the reasons why we choose relatively neutral objects, meaning not terribly pleasant or painful. Not that we couldn't work with those type of things, because we can for sure use mindfulness to work with difficult experiences and also with pleasant experiences. But for the purposes of the basic training, we usually choose something relatively neutral. And for that, we mainly use the breath or sensations in our bodies or sounds. So we're going to start and do it rather than me keep on talking about it. I think it's going to be our time is going to be best used if we actually do the practice. Okay, so the posture can be whatever posture is good for you. You can be sitting. Standing is pretty good also, lying down, whatever works for you at this moment. And you can practice with your eyes open, closed, or in between. And we can start by taking a few deeper breaths, like filling the lungs without force, and then letting the air go out slowly, just like a sigh, like this. Okay, now we're gonna let the breath do the thing it naturally does. Like, we're not gonna be controlling it. We can leave it in the background for a while, and I would invite you to pay attention to the sounds that you can hear. This is something that we can do we can direct our attention to the experience of hearing. What sounds can you hear now? There's no need to keep track of all the sounds or listen to every one of them. Just pay attention with curiosity and with openness, with a receptive attitude, I would say. Sounds can come from anywhere, maybe sounds from outside, sounds within your place, maybe some electric device, or sounds from the street, even sounds that you can hear through this microphone, including the sound of my voice, including silence as well. Focusing attention on our auditory experience is, I think, a great way to practice. And we can also practice with our bodies. So I would like to invite you, when you want, to bring attention to the sensations you can feel in your body right now. Maybe the contact you can feel with the floor, the points where your body meets the chair or couch, sensations of temperature, pressure, some sensations can be pleasant, some can be unpleasant, and some others might be neutral. And we try to pay attention to all the sensations without preference, without trying to change anything in those sensations. It's pretty much like what we did with sounds, where we don't have much control over which sounds are gonna appear at any moment. We try to pay attention to the sensations in the body with the same openness and equanimity, without interference, letting the sensations be as they are, moment by moment. And when we pay attention to the body, it could be pretty easy to find the sensations associated with the breath. maybe some movement in the abdomen, the torso, the chest. Maybe the flow of fine sensations of the air going through the nostrils. See for a moment, where can you detect those sensations? More easily. So we're going to try to focus our attention on those sensations of the breath moment by moment. Following the in-breath, following the out-breath. We're not trying to control the breath. We're not breathing deeply in the same way we did at the beginning. We're letting the breath be natural. We're letting the body breathe normally. And if for some reason you find that the breath is not the right object to focus on, you can go back to sounds if you want, or maybe somewhere else in the body where you can find neutral sensations. Maybe the palm of the hands, maybe the soles of the feet, or anywhere else where you can find some neutral sensation. One of the things that I find interesting about the breath is that the sensations are almost all the time changing. See if you can catch the moment where the in-breath begins. How do you know that you're breathing right now? Of course, we know conceptually that we're breathing because otherwise we wouldn't be here practicing right now. So the main idea here is to contact the tangible sensation in our bodies that's happening right now with each new in-breath and out-breath. See if you can notice some of those sensations. There's no need to do it perfectly, and I usually like to remember one of Marv's instructions that we should resist the temptation of trying to do it perfectly. Just pay attention and see if you can feel some of those sensations. See if you can sustain attention for a while on the flow of changing sensations of the breath or the feet or the hands or sounds or whatever object you're using for this practice. And here's the fun part, because no matter how hard we try, it's very likely that at some point we're gonna notice that we're daydreaming or fantasizing or thinking about a problem or anything, and we lost track of our focus of attention. And the tricky part is to remember that that's not a failure at all. It's actually part of the practice. And we can become aware of what drew our attention. We can include whatever that was in the meditation itself. We can use a label like thinking, planning, worrying. And then we can bring the attention back to the breath or the hands or the feet or sounds. And whenever that happens, we're strengthening our capacity for concentration. We're strengthening our clarity in the sense of being aware of what's happening, of what's actually going on, which can also include emotions. Sometimes those thoughts are with some emotion nearby in the neighborhood, and we can pay attention to that. And what we do is feel the sensations of that emotion in the body. Some sensations in the torso, the face, the throat. We can pay attention to those sensations and let them be, and let them do whatever they want to do. And then we bring the attention back to the breath. So I'll be silent now for a while so we can practice together. There's no need to evaluate how we're doing, and we can start over, like right now, paying attention to the next breath. Even if you realize that you've been daydreaming or thinking or mulling over a problem or whatever, no need to evaluate how we're doing. We can pay attention to this next in-breath, out breath. There's no rush. Okay, we're going to be ending the meditation here. And before we say goodbye, I would invite you to take notice of how do you feel right now? What effects can you see from the practice? Because it was very simple and short, I think. So I think it's very good to pay attention and see what happens. Because sometimes, I don't know for you, but for me, it's like, sometimes it's like my mind doesn't want to do it because it seems so simple and so innocuous that I'm like, oh, I could be doing something else. I have so much to do. But when I do it, oh my goodness, I can notice the changes. So sometimes those changes, I think, are very subtle. So I think it's worth it to pay attention to them, to see what happened. So thank you very much for your practice. It's for me, it's amazing to be able to practice with all of you. So thank you.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.